Daphne on Being Wood. I never meant it to be permanent, this body house of wood, this foliating iron lung, these brachia of branch leaves that were my exit and leave-taking. I did not intend to remain a tree forever. Perhaps for one or two eras of Apollo's high-octane testosterone, the nymphomania that sparks in men between a spendthrift prime and newborn, mid-aged fear of death. Cycles of tumescence spin longer among the gods. There is no one rutting season, so a girl must be keen to spot the symptoms. Late-night fistfights, musky smells, pre-dawn prowls of car parks and beaches, sardine and tuna cans wrenched open and strewn in the strangest of places. Apollo was the worst. He stank of horse dung and char, stood squinting at the sky, weazened like a bathhouse lecher, age light years by sun and salt, seasonal orgies of ale and tail. Too old to be a beach boy, but inflamed by a gold-tipped arrow wedged slightly south of his cock, he chased me like a thing possessed of divine selfishness. He didn't know Peneus, my father, had taught me to run, honing my flight instinct until I'd won the local miler by 20 yards. I didn't know I couldn't outrace a god. When I felt Apollo's breath scorch the valley of my neck with his back alley intention, when he sped in reach of my disheveling hair, hunting me to some duck blind or grove of desolation, I saw already the scene he intended. I caught the gibbous moon's gleam in his teeth. I screamed out prayers, pleas, imprecations. Then miraculous change was wrought in me. Stunned, I felt my womb fall to my feet and score its roots in earth. My legs filled to one solid girth, grooving to papery bark. My arms sprung open like spontaneous umbrellas. I writhed like Sybil nearing prophecy, but my wail was walled into a muteness beyond wonder. No longer had I mouth or face. My features receded into whorls of wood, an astigmatic grain in the rings of surprise that rung through what had been my body, piercingly hot, then chill, my blood changing to pulpy sap, burbling in my veins. I thought, peering up at my rooftop of leaves, I had become an oak, sycamore, or elm. I didn't learn who I was until spring, when they called me Laurel and spoke in hushed, suspicious tones of great change, the tragedies of girlish stubbornness, as if escape ever required less than total transformation. As if, born woman, I hadn't been made to suffer ritual perils and escape, hydraulic power of beauty and its maturation, fevered desire in others and in myself, my reluctant coda of resistance. Mortals wish to unwound themselves of time, forgetting clock spring anguish to just ends, even such occasions of too much happiness, unbridling joy. The morning after I evaded my captor, I stretched my new several feet and gangly toes into cooling loam, girlhood's sweetly rotting body changed to a joke on permanence. A woman in her prime, immured in the live mausoleum of a tree. Without choice, I found my volition. My limbs now crown runners and rhetoricians, laureates and long-legged, those who track truths over distance, distressing the romance that all are born to themselves, foremost and free. Those who remember a girl, Daphne.